The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is expected to release a feasibility study on an Arctic port in early March, according to Corps spokeswoman Lorraine Cordova.
In March, the draft feasibility study will be available for public and agency review. And so we haven't really made an announcement of a decision. This has been our project schedule for some time now, and the schedule is that that's going to be released in March for a review.
Nome, Port Clarence, or a combination of the two are expected to head the list of potential sites.
Our initial evaluation looked at 14 different sites. We did a ranking of those sites, and Nome and Port Clarence basically bubbled up to the top for their upland capacity and naturally deep water.
The Corps performed the feasibility study on a port location for the state.
We're looking at 19 different configurations right now, different lengths of dock and different depths at the docks. And we're still looking at those three geographic areas of the Port of Nome and Point Spencer and Cape Riley at Port Clarence.
She says Washington, D.C. officials wanted to study ship traffic in Nome before making a decision. Cordova says the public comment on the feasibility study is part of the process, but a final decision won't be made for another year.
It may go to 60 days for review. You know, we'll gather comments and make any changes necessary to the report. And then the report goes to our Civil Works Review Board for review and, recommendation to the Assistant Secretary of the Army. We're hoping that, you know, all of that goes smoothly and that the Assistant Secretary of the Army would be signing off on this feasibility study come December of 2014.
After that, the report goes to the Corps' Civil Works Review Board and then to the Assistant Secretary of the Army. Congressional approval is needed for a final decision on the site and the appropriation of funds.